Have you ever spent 2 hours watching a movie that you probably hated, but you kept watching it because you thought, I've already watched this much, I might as well finish it? Or maybe you've bought something expensive and realized you don't really like it, but you keep using it because you already spent the money. Or you stayed in a situation that wasn't making you happy simply because you had already invested so much time and effort into it. If you've ever done any of these things, you've experienced something called the sunk cost fallacy. The sunk cost fallacy is when we continue investing in something because of the time, money, or effort we've already put into it, even when stopping would actually be the better decision. And honestly, it's something almost everyone does. Let's say you go to the restaurant and order a meal that you don't like. You finish half of it and you're already full, but you think, I paid for this, so I have to finish it. But here's the interesting part. The money is already gone. Whether you finish the food or leave it behind, you pay the same amount. So technically, the money shouldn't influence your decision anymore, but psychologically, it does. We don't like feeling like we've wasted something. That feeling of waste can be uncomfortable, that we would rather continue with something unpleasant than admit that our original decision wasn't worth it. Here's another example that might have been more relatable. Imagine you've been watching a TV show for 3 seasons, but you're starting to realize that you don't actually enjoy it anymore. You could stop watching, but instead you tell yourself, I've already watched 3 seasons. I can't just stop now. So you watch another season, then another. Eventually, you're spending hours watching something you don't even like anymore. That's the sunk cost fallacy. The amount of time you've already spent watching the show cannot be recovered, whether you continue or stop. And those 3 seasons are still in the past, but our brains have a hard time letting go of that investment. So why does this happen? One reason is that humans don't like admitting that we've made a bad decision. If we quit something after investing a lot into it, we might feel like we failed. Continuing can make us feel like all the time and effort wasn't wasted. This is connected to something called cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance happens when we have conflicting thoughts or beliefs. For example, imagine you spent months preparing for something, but eventually realize you don't want it anymore. One thought says, I don't want to do this anymore. But another thought says, I've already spent so much effort into this, I can't just quit. Those thoughts conflict with each other. Continuing can temporarily reduce that uncomfortable feeling because we can tell ourselves maybe all this effort will eventually be worth it. And this doesn't just happen with movies, food, or hobbies. It can happen with school. Imagine spending hours working on an assignment, then realizing halfway through that you completely misunderstood the question. You could start over, but you've already spent so much time on it, you might decide to keep going with the wrong approach. You aren't necessarily continuing because it's the best strategy. You're continuing because you've invested so much time and effort into it. And that's exactly what makes the sunk cost fallacy so powerful. It can even happen with relationships, friendships, or commitments. Someone might think, I've known this person for 5 years, so I can't just walk away. But those 5 years are the sunk cost. Those years cannot be recovered by leaving or staying. What matters is whether continuing the relationship is healthy and worthwhile now. This is one of the hardest parts of sunk cost fallacy because sometimes letting go feels like admitting that all our previous efforts mean nothing. But that's not true. Something can have been valuable in the past without needing to continue forever. So how do we avoid falling into this trap? One useful question is, if I hadn't already invested anything into this, would I continue? Imagine you're halfway through a book you don't enjoy. Instead of thinking, I've already read 200 pages, ask, if I opened this book for the first time today, would I choose to read it? If the answer is no, the 200 pages you've already read shouldn't determine your next decision. Another question is, am I continuing this because it's actually worth it, or because I don't want my previous efforts to be wasted? That question can make the difference. The sunk cost fallacy teaches us something important about decision making. Sometimes the smartest decision isn't about keep going. Sometimes it's okay to stop. Quitting sometimes doesn't automatically mean you fail. It means you've learned through enough to recognize that continuing isn't worth the cost. The time you've already spent, the money you've already spent, and the effort you've put into it is in the past. You can't change it, but you can decide what you do next. So the next time you keep catching yourself thinking, I've already come so far, so I have to keep going. Pause for a second, ask yourself, if I were starting from zero today, would I still choose this? If the answer is no, maybe it's time to let the sunk cost stay sunk. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.